What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? I hope you are having a beautiful, incredible, outstanding day. Whether it's the morning, afternoon, evening, whether you couldn't sleep and you said, you know what, I need to throw on the Finding Direction podcast. Regardless of when you listen to this, I want to say thank you for being here. As always, I appreciate you. I am grateful for you. And if you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week on this episode as we bring you conversations, insights to ultimately help you create a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. Three pillars that we believe are massively, massively important to creating a quality life. So what we want to do this week is we want to dive into what I like to call almost magic trick that if you apply it to your life, it is something that allows you to move the needle forward in your life at a massive, massive rate. And it's something that as we look at it, is really one of the big things that holds people back to achieving goals that they have in their life, whether it's a goal for your health, whether it's a goal you have for fitness, for finances, for relationship, for your career, for your business. This is one major thing we're going to dive into that when you break free of it, and I say when, not if, because I know you're going to take action on it. When you break free from this, man, do things in your life begin to change. And so as we dive into the episode, what we want to start off with today is I want you to really get clear on what is some type of goal that you would like to achieve, let's say this year. If you want to apply a different time frame, that works as well. But I want you to ask yourself, what is a goal that you would like to achieve by the end of this year? Maybe by the end of the month. Maybe you're going, Stu, it's mid-May. I'd really like to achieve something by the halfway point of this year. So by the end of June, whatever it is, what is a goal that you want to achieve? It could be something for your health. It could be that you're going, you know what, Stu, this year, January 1st, I made a commitment to myself that I really wanted this to be the year that I'm going to get into the shape that I want to be in, right? Maybe it was shedding a few pounds. Maybe for some of you, it's putting on some weight, right? If you're, a skinnier person, you want to bulk up. Maybe it is that you just want some other, maybe you want to get to a certain body fat percentage. What is one of those goals that you set the beginning of the year? Maybe it was finances. Maybe you were like, you know what, Stu, I really want to have X amount of money in the bank. I want to save this amount. I want to buy my first investment property. I want to get my first house. I want to, whatever a financial goals that you might have. Maybe it's something with your career where you're going, you know what, a goal that I had for this year is I want to find a career that really lights me up, that I'm excited about. Or maybe it was another goal for your business. Regardless of what it is, what is a goal that you have for this year? And I want you to get clear on it. And once you're clear on your goal, I want to actually share a story with you that I have been experiencing over the last 4 weeks of my life. And if you follow me on social media, on Instagram really is where I spend most of my time, you'll see that this has been part of my story the last 4 weeks. And if you are not following me, come hang out. I'm just Stu Massengill on Instagram. Would love to connect with you there. But one of the things that I have started to do over the last 4 weeks is every single time that I go to the gym, every single time I go to exercise, before I work out, I do an ice bath. Now, what an ice bath is, if you are not familiar, is basically you get into a tub of water, like a bathtub, usually with a swimsuit. Well, I do it with a swimsuit because it's at a public gym. And it is usually in between somewhere between 36 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit, Celsius. I believe it's about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius. So it is not warm at all. It is very cold. But what I've decided to do over the last 4 weeks is every single time I go to the gym, I've made a commitment to myself that before I go work out, I'm going to sit in the ice bath for anywhere from 3 to 7 minutes. regardless of if I feel like doing it or not. And what I will start to tell you is that over the last 4 weeks as I've done this, there has not been one single day where I go, okay, it's time to go to the gym, whether it's at 5 a.m. that I'm going, or usually 6 a.m. if I go in the morning, or whether it's after work and I'm going around 4 or 5 o'clock. There has not been one day where I go, man, I cannot wait to go jump in the ice bath. There's not been one day where I've been excited to go do it. And more so, there's been multiple days where I've gone, oh, it's 6 a.m. I do not feel like getting in a bath of freezing cold water. But what I've done is, regardless of if I felt like it or not, I have gotten in the bath every single time. I haven't missed one time. Every single time I go to the gym, I get in the bath. And the biggest lesson that I've really started to understand and get from this and apply to my own life, and really a lesson I want to share with you today, is regardless of whether I felt like it or not, I've been committed to getting into the ice bath every single time. And too often, what I've seen happen in life is that we can have a goal or something that we want to achieve, but sometimes we get into a place where we only start to take action on the thing we want when we actually feel like doing it. And if you are going through this in your life, or if you've ever been through this in your life, I really want you to hear me now, that this is one of the biggest traps that you can get into to not achieve the things that you actually want to achieve in your life, right? Let's say, for example, you have a fitness goal that you want to achieve. How many days are there going to be where you go, you know what? I don't really feel like going to the gym today. It's inconvenient. I got off work late, or it's early in the morning, whatever it is. You go, I just don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like going on the run. I don't feel like going to work out. I'll tell you, there's going to be multiple days where you go, I don't feel like doing it, right? Maybe it's that you're working to grow your career and change your career. And you go, and you know what? Today, I need to go look at some new jobs. I need to go spend the time, do some research, look at companies. And you go, you know what? I'm not happy where I'm at now. And I just don't really feel like going to look for like other jobs. I just don't feel like it. I'm not in a good energy. I don't feel like doing it. And then you don't do it, right? Whatever area of your life, is it possible that you've had moments, let's say in the last week, the last month, the first 5 months of this year, where you've had times that you didn't feel like doing something and you didn't do it? And because you didn't do it, because you didn't feel like it, you did not achieve the result that you wanted. Everybody's been there. So what you want to start to do is, and this is my real hope for you listening to today's episode, is whatever that goal is that you have for your life, I want you to challenge yourself for 5 days. So not for the rest of your life, but for 5 days, I want you to challenge yourself to say, you know what? I have a goal that I want to achieve, and I know the things that I need to do to make it happen. My challenge to you over the next 5 days is do the things that you know you need to do, regardless of whether you feel like doing it or not. Make a commitment to yourself. There's two things that you can be committed to. One, you can be committed to achieving the outcome and the goal that you have for your life, in whatever area it is. Or two, you can be committed to your feelings. And if you are committed to your feelings, you are never going to achieve the results that you want in your life, because your feelings, they're up, they're down, they're all over the place. And if that's how you took action towards a goal in your life, like it was up, down, some days you did it, some days you didn't, you're never going to achieve the thing that you want to achieve in your life. So my challenge is, over the next 5 days, just say, okay, I have thing I want to achieve. I don't feel like doing it, but you know what? I am going to do it because I'm committed to the outcome, right? That is my challenge to you. And I promise you, when you start to do this, when you start to take action, whether you feel like doing it or not, what you'll notice is two things. One, you start to make much more progress much quicker. You actually start to move the needle faster and get towards the goal that you really desire. And number two is, after you take the action and you start to build momentum, what it's going to do is it's going to actually increase your energy, and it's going to put you in a place where you actually desire to do it more. So understand you have to go take action whether you feel like doing it or not. Someone once told me this quote. I thought it was a beautiful quote. They said, if you do what's hard now, life will be easy later. And if you do what's easy now, life will be hard later. Right? Again, if you do what's hard now, life will be easy later. If you do what's easy now, life will be hard later. So this is ultimately what separates people. You look at someone who is in the shape that they want to be, someone who has the career that they want, someone who has the business that they want, that has the relationship. The reason people get there is because they are committed to their outcomes. They're not committed to their feelings. So again, as we wrap up for today's episode, the challenge really is we leave here, because you know on this podcast, we are all about taking action, is the challenges over the next 5 days. Get committed to your goals, not your feelings. When those moments pop up, and I promise you they will, where you go, I don't really feel like doing this, you must take action on it regardless. And if you want to add some extra spice to your life, maybe say, okay, I'm going to go do an ice bath at some point over the next week, right? If you don't have access to an ice bath, another way you can start to train yourself to do something even when you don't feel like doing it is at the end of your shower, turn it to just, you know, a cold shower for the last 30 to 60 seconds. You don't need to do that. That's kind of a bonus one. But if you do that, that's going to start to train your brain to say, even when I don't feel like doing things, I am committed. So I'm going to do them anyway. All right, my friend, I hope you have a continued, beautiful, incredible, outstanding rest of your day. And if you have not yet, again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoyed it, we'd love for you to leave us a review so we can make this show better for you every single week. All right, my friend, have an outstanding rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon on the podcast. Take care.